Thank you. Apologies for taking the floor again. Just to reflect Mexico's support for Panama, in the reference to human rights defenders and environmental activists. I'm just looking for exact. Yeah, right there. 5-2. That's it. We can support that language, which might help resolve discussions on communities or collective rights that are being discussed currently. Later, a question also. Some delegations are including language in various articles where they say, in accordance with national laws or domestic laws, or in accordance with international laws applicable to those states. But I think this is a general principle. When states sign treaties, then they need to adapt their laws to be able to implement them once ratified. And obligations that they sign up to are consistent. So I wonder if that language is a bit redundant when it says that the treaty is applicable in relation to national laws. I mean, obviously, states have different legal systems, but I don't know if any, I don't, if we can. Maybe the experts can clarify, but do we really need to add that reference in different paragraphs in accordance with national or domestic regulations? I mean, that's something that's done generally, isn't it? Or it's not necessary, or it goes without saying, you know, because it's taken for granted from the moment that a state decides to sign and ratify a treaty or a legally binding instrument. Thank you.